Started off 0-2 on the day, but against some two pretty elite programs out here in the western part of the state, but finish 3-2 on the day, and you take care of business, winning your matches in straight sets in your final three. It was a tough way to go in the morning, but afternoon was good for you guys.
Yeah, it was. I mean, starting off with Wheatland and TMP, that was tough. They're two really good teams. You know, we took Wheatland to three, and but I didn't feel like we probably played our best at NTMP. You know, they're good, but I also saw some really good things from us. And then I was just happy to see us bounce back from two losses, because that's sometimes not easy to do. And to take all three of these in, you know, and only play two and not have to take them to three. So I felt like we finished the day off really well.
Yeah, that first set of the morning was just a thriller. I think I had 15 ties and 7 lead changes. You guys end up winning, but it was kind of a pattern for you, maybe first two or three matches in your second set, slow starts, and that was just kind of puzzling, I think.
Yeah, I told the girls, I said it was a little frustrating to win the first one against Wheatland, and then we come out and let them go on a 7-1, and I just told them, I said, you can't start off like that. And yeah, we tend to start off slow in that second one, which I don't know why, and I don't think they do either, but just probably something we got to work on here towards the end.
I know you guys lost to TMP in two sets. They're very impressive. They're not fancy. They just kind of wear you down mentally, and I thought at times you probably played your best volleyball all season against TMP.
I would agree. I thought we played them really well, especially in the first game. You know, TMP is really good, but like I said, I felt like we played good, and I definitely think going into Substate, we have a lot to be confident about, just because I know if we play to our potential, that's a team that we can get.
Well, and then you bounce back. Norton is a scrappy team, young, scrappy team, and you guys sweep them. You take care of business against Lakin, whom you've beaten earlier this year, and same with Oakley, really put them away early. Oakley had played a lot of three-set matches all day, and that was good to see them close out the day like that with a couple of big wins.
Yeah, I thought, you know, like I said, I was just happy to see us bounce back after two losses. This has been a long, hard week for us, full of volleyball. And, you know, you could tell in the Oakley game we were a little tired, but we pulled it out. And, you know, Norton, like you said, they're young, but they're good. And they've got a couple of big girls that can block. And I just felt like we really pulled together as a team and got some three good wins here.
You have had 10 matches this week here, and a pretty good week overall. You were plus side on the win-loss column there. And then you have three more on Tuesday, and then, of course, league with five next Saturday. Does it concern you maybe about health, kids, players staying healthy this late in the season?
You know, it does. When we're playing this many matches, just, you know, getting down and getting tired. And so, it does worry you a little bit. So I'm hoping that, you know, not having school on Monday here, we can get some rest and be ready to go on Tuesday. And then it'll be nice to just have a couple days there to practice and hopefully come out strong at league.